We're going to take our first guest right now, and we have four lovely people here today. We have Tim Doherty, and he is the director of the Refugee Welcome Center. They're located over in Albany. And Sue St. Pierre, you're right behind me, and she is the ESL person there who does the language language for English as a second language. And then we have two lovely kids here, and we have a name. I'm sorry.
Aung Suwe.
Okay, this is Suwe.
Aung Suwe.
Aung Suwe, and he's from Burma. Burma, Myanmar, I guess they call that now.
Yep.
Right, Burma. And then behind her we have Farouk.
No, it's Farkanda.
Okay, who is it? Farkanda.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So let's talk about the refugee center. Oh, and then our next guest just came in. Thank you so much. And he is Nazir, right? Nazir
Alami.
Tell us about the refugee center.
The center comes about. We've had programming now for just a year.
So you're relatively new.
The center itself, as an addendum to the project, is new. We were working with helping to provide some affordable housing in this block area to folks who are struggling to find affordable housing.
Right, and it's difficult. Time, it's very difficult.
Yeah, we had a lot of vacancies, so we just said, well, how about if we put empty houses together with basically globally homeless people and try to put some neighbors back
right,
in the neighborhood.
Right. Mm. And how successful do you feel you're being?
It's a heck of an adventure. The center came about because we said, how are we going to keep them here? You know, so we said we need to give more services and provide ways for volunteers to match up with people to help out, reading mail, just about everything. But then we found the women, Sue has talked to the English classes, but
yeah,
you know, kids programming, we have a space basically that can become a lot of different things. And so that's the center, but the corporation is a bigger kind of
bigger mission.
Neighborhood building project.
Yeah, and of course, you know, every person that comes to this country brings something with them. So whether culture or whether talent, whatever it is, and that's what we have to look at.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest obstacles I would imagine is language, because I have been in other countries where I don't speak the language, and there's no giveaways. If you've been to China, there's no giveaways. You can't tell by the sign what it means or anything. How do they accomplish
that? We have a few levels of English classes, and mostly what we have are pre-literate, mostly women. And we bring in articles from the kitchen or, you know, it's called Realia in the ESL world. And we show a lot of images on a computer so that they can see what we're trying to teach. What it gets really difficult is when you're trying to teach a concept.
Emotion or something.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, very, very hard. But it's amazing to me, in, say, 6 months, we would have, you know, a group of women come in who know nothing. They've never held a pencil before. They never went to a school in their country that they're from. And we progress along with them, and then someone new comes in to be a student, then we realize how much these women really have learned.
They have learned.
It's amazing. And
because they have to be able to function in our world. And I must say this, my grandmother was Italian. She came to this country and never learned a word of English in all the time she lived here. She stayed in her home, her husband worked, but she never learned any, and I never communicated with her, which is really sad. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing is amazing.
Well, we're really trying to help these women acclimate and be able to talk to their children's teachers at school.
And you can't if you don't.
No.
So my grandmother probably never spoke to the teachers because she didn't work, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So it's important, and I love the idea about the concepts, because I remember my mother sometimes saying, well, there's no word in English to translate that. Do you find that same thing, that they don't, their words are mean different, or, you know? There's
no, actually, they know so little, we're not even to that point.
Oh, we're not even at that point yet. No. Okay, good. So let's go to your next guest there, and let me tell us something about you.
Okay, so I'm 13 years old. I go to middle school, and
and you speak English very well.
Thank you. Some people say I have accents, but yeah.
Be happy with your accent.
Yeah. Yeah, and I play soccer, and I do
and
chess.
And I understand you're a chess. Do you play chess, too?
Yes, I play chess.
You're doing pretty well in chess, I understand.
Yeah, thank you. I've been playing it for 4 years, I think.
Yeah.
Or more. Yeah.
Okay, and what school do you go to?
I go to Myers Middle School.
Okay, good. And mm-hmm. How long have you been in this country?
I think about three and a half years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what country did you come from?
I came from Turkey, but I'm not from there.
From where?
I came from Turkey, but I'm not
Turkey?
From there. Yeah.
Turkey? Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
I'm from Iran, but.
Okay. They move around.
Yes.
Yeah, I understood.
Moved around a lot. Yeah.
When we do the ancestry.com, we find out just how far people have moved around. Mm-hmm. And let's go over to you and just tell us quickly about yourself.
Yeah, my name is Nazar Lamin. I'm vice president of Sudanese American Soccer Federation.
So you like soccer?
Yeah, we do. And we have this big event been around almost 20 years. And we go different state every year. And this year we'll be in Albany. And we have about 12 state. And we're expecting more than 2,000 people. They already been booked about more than 300 room in the capital area. And that event include the culture and the history of United States and Sudan. And we're trying to teach our kids and our youth about the two culture, and they can involve in the community and the social in United States. And it's been a very successful event.
What we're trying to do is to show cultures and things. And how about our Ang?
Let's wait.
He's mic'd. He's mic'd. Quickly. Yeah.
My name is Ang Sowei, and I like to play soccer. I usually hang out around with my friend every single time. Sometimes I stay home and help my mom translate. And the thing I do is play soccer with my uncle, and I go to Skylar Achievement. Mm-hmm. And I like to ride. I like to go to the park and hang out with my new friends that live near the park. And I usually do is just play around. Sometimes I stay home and sleep.
Yep. You're just like any other kid, right? Wonderful. Well, welcome to our country, and I hope that you have lots of fun. Yeah. I love what you're doing, and how do people support you? Can they go to your website?
The website has a donation button. It can contact the email if anyone's interested in coming around and assisting or working to build some programming.
Good. So you can use your volunteers and you can use money.
Yeah.
Yeah, give them some support. They're doing some really good work. And look at these great people that they brought with us. And thank you all for coming today.